primarily the Small Business Administration and some of the low-interest loans, some of that loan being forgivable that's available to small businesses under 500 employees that are affected. And so I would encourage any business to make sure if they have been negatively affected by COVID-19 to be looking at the Small Business Administration's information. There are federal tax credits for those businesses affected because of changes to sick leave and Family Medical Leave Act as a result of COVID-19, so you want to make sure to be taking advantage of those. Unemployment insurance opportunities that have been extended to employees affected by this, obviously we're all aware of that at both the state and federal level, very critical at this time. And of course, the stimulus package that was just passed at the latter part of last week includes another level of support that's coming that we're still making sense of. Of course, I think we're all very familiar with the stimulus checks that people are expecting in their individual accounts, but there's also a large amount in there for communities and businesses and healthcare providers.